We are on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan had said that Kol Isur Mishabetoyre Ein Heter Mitztaref Leiser Chutz Mi Isurei Nozir. By Nozir is a loche that Heter Mitztaref Leiser. Rashi had said Pshat that a fellow a person took a half a zayis of anovim and a half a zayis of bread, he ate it together. So there's a din of, if in one achila, there's heter and iser, the heter is metzaraf leiser, and Rabbi Yochanan said that this halacha is only applicable by Yisurei Nozir, because there is a gzeres hakosov of mishras. We learn out from mishras, heter metzaraf leiser. So the Gemara asks, v'hai mishras lohochi huda oso, mishras comes to tell us heter metzaraf leiser, we need Mishras to tell us a different halacha. Mishras litain tam ke'iker. That is a halacha of tam ke'iker, which means she'im shara anovim b'mayim. If a person went and soaked grapes in water, v'yesh b'hen tam yayim, and now the water has a taste of wine, chay. From here we learn that there's a halacha of tam ke'iker. Let us first see Rashi. Litain tam ke'iker, lasois tamoy shel iser ke'ikroi umamoshoi. So there's one chiddush over here that tam be'emison is not an iser. It's only a taste of something. No, lasois tamoy shel iser, that if something has a tam of an iser, so that thing is ke'ikroi umamoshoi. So that thing is like the iker ho iser. We'll see soon that Rashi says this close. V'yesh bohen b'mayim tam yayim. So you have, what you are drinking is water. The taste of the water is a tam of yayim. Chayiv b'kezayis mehem. So if you have a kezayis, of water that tastes like wine, so you chayiv. V'holav mishum heter mitztaref le'iseru. This is not heter mitztaref le'iser. Elo mishum dis avid le'kule iser. So here Rashi says what the lomdis of tam ke'iker is. Tam ke'iker is that if you have a machol, that it has the tam of a dover ha'oso, so the machol is nishapach liyois iser. This avid le'kule iser. You don't have water and tam. You have water which is also, if the water tastes as the tam of anovim, so the water becomes a chepzid isure. That is the din of tam ke'iker. Avul heter mitztaref le'iser lo yalfina mine. Bemisin hetem mitzaref leis, as we mentioned before, you'll have a half a zayis of bread and a half a zayis of anovim. So there you have heter. Tam ke'iker, you don't have heter. So this is the chaymer that tam ke'iker has over hetem mitzaref leis. Le'idach gise, by hetem mitzaref leis, you have iser. You have tam, you have mamoshei ve'ikrei shel iser. You have a half a zayis of Yisrael. So then it's in the Heter Mitztaref Leiser. Tam Ke'iker, you don't have any Yisrael whatsoever. You only have the taste of Yisrael. So in Tam Ke'iker, it says, Amoyre Dike Chumre, that if something has a taste of Yisrael, so that thing is Nishapach Liyos Heter, so you can't, this does not work with the Halach of Heter Mitztaref Leiser, because Betim you don't have Issa, you only have the taste of Issa. And the Chiddush HaKro is that everything is Nishapach Liyos Issa, this Avid Leikulei Issa. Heter Mitztaref Leiser is you have Issa and Heter, and Aloch is, if in one Achille, that you are eating Bibas Achas, Issa and Heter, so there's a din of Heter Mitztaref Leiser. And now the Gemara says, and from this Pasuk of Nozir, that we learn out that there's a din of tam ke'iker by Nozir, so we learn out from Nozir, l'chol ha'toyre kulo she'yeitamoy shel isurim kemamoshe. Now how can we learn out from Yisurei nozer l'chol ha-teire kula. We learn that with a kalpa chayma. Uma nozer she'ein yisurei iser oilo. The iser nozer is not an iser oilo. We'll see in Rashi the taich of these kulas. Ve'ein yisurei iser hano. It's not an iser hano. V'yeish hetali yisurei. So it has three kulas. It's not an iser oilam. It's not an iser hano. Und yesh hetali yisurei. Also boi tam ke'ikel. So the halacha is even there, which this iser kal, there's halacha of tam ke'ikel. Kloyim, klayakerem. She yisurei yisur oilam. Ve yisurei yisur hano. Vein hetali yisurei has three chumris over. Isurei nozer, eine din, sheye yoser tam keiker. For who adin, we can make the same kalvachoyma, la ola bishtayim, ola has two chumris over isurei nozer, and one of the coolest of nozer also is, but there are still two chumris over isurei nozer, so we make the kalvachoyma. Now let us see Rashi, how Rashi learns. She'ein isuroi iser oilo. The iser of nozir is not an iser oilo. Elokamo shepirish. The iser extends as long as he was mefarish. He was mefarish to be a nozir for 60 days. Vim stam, if he said stam as a hareini nozir, ishloishim yoy. So the iser does not extend, it does not exist la'olam. It's iser mugbal. The iser only extends till a certain zman. That's kula number one. Kula number two, vanovim v'yayin mutorim lo'i bahano. Kula number three, v'yesh lo'i heter le'isurai after zman al yedei ha'toras chocham. Nafilu in this man iser in the 30 days. The first kula was the iser is a mugbal dike iser. The iser only extends till a certain zman, and then it stops. The third kula is, in a filu in the zman iser, one is able to be matter the iser. Al yedei ha-toras chochem, u'shayle. Kloyim klaya kerem. Iser oilam. This is an iser oilam. Zorechito v'chaltzon. Hakel also li oilam, whichever will come out from this klaya kerem will always be yosel. Li oilam will be yosel. It's not an isel zmani. Bohu adin le ola bishtayim. Kal vachoyim el ze. Ata don le ola bishtay drochim. She can be done bishtay drochim. The isuroi iser hano. One chaymer has over. Isurei nozer, that it's an iser hano. Ve'in heter le'isurei besoich sholosh. And a second chaymer is that you cannot be matter the iser toich sholosh when the iser olo is in existence. You can't be matter that iser. Mashein came benozer. By nozer you could be matter the iser nozer. In the shloshim yoyim you could be shoyim. Be'iser oilam leker le'meimabo de la'achar sholosh mutoris. But it does not have an iser oilam, because la'achar sholosh mutoris. The peiris that grow on the tree after the third year are peiris mutoris. Now, it would seem from Rashi, we'll see Tosfos his difficulties on understanding Rashi, but the pashtis Rashi held, we'll see the Rises kemat this for, l'cher this is Shitas Rashi also. That Rashi learned, what, in the Pasuk it says, v'chisavoyu la'oretz, unetatem kol eitz machol, you planted a tree, sholishonim yiluchareile, that the first 3 years the peiris ha'ola. Sh'nasa revi, the neta revai, and then later, becomes mutter. Now, what answers the peiris the first 3 years. So we could learn, Rabbeinu Shlom said, when you plant a tree, the peiros also 3 years. That's it. The Torah asked it. We could learn, we could learn that the netiyah or the ilon asas the peiros. And the tatem kolaitz machel. So that netiyah asas, the netiyah asas the peiros. For how long does the netiyah asas the peiros? For 3 years. So that means as follows. We have a dovel ha'oisa. We have the ilon, the netiyah is asering the peiros. It's giving out dvorim asurim. But this Issa only lasts 3 years. The 4th year, the Netiyah does not ask for the Peiros anymore. So, Memele, let us be medame this to the Issa Nozir. Agav Urche, there is a three or four way machloikis to understand how Issurei Nozir works. Others learn that Issur Nozir is an Issur Chefze. Emerson is Gedolei Arishonim, the Ritve, in the Dorim, the Rashba Natshuve, that an Issur Nozir is an Issur Chefze. Which means, just like we know there's Nedorim, Koinomis are an Issur Chefze, that means a person is able to be Matvis an Issur an a Chefetz, Koinem Peiris Elu Alai, there's an Issur an the Chefetz, and therefore, since it's an Issur an the Chefetz, there's a kedusha on the chayfet, there's an isser on the chayfet, and therefore I'm not allowed to eat it. That's a pil yaitze from the isser chayfetze. So a nozer, by saying a reini nozer, is putting an isser on anovim and yayin. It is an isser chayfetze. That's one way to learn. There's another way to learn that it is an isser gavre. The Mariboson says very interesting. It's an isser chayfetze, but the chayfetze is the gavre. Which means as follows, that he said, koinem pi lishtias yayin, koinem yodai lenegiya b'meis, koinem raglai lehiluch b'oyel ha'meis. So he's putting an iser neder, but the chayfits are his evorim. So he's answering his evorim on himself. The himself is not the evorim. It's a person and then who possesses evorim. So that means, so he's putting a koinem on his mouth, that he's not allowed to use his mouth, because there's a koinem on the mouth, so he cannot use his mouth to drink yai. There's a third mahalach, the mahalach of the Marit. The Marit says a very beautiful mahalach, it's a rosh in the Dorim also. The Marit says it is not an issa gavre, it is not an issa hefte. A nozer is matvis a kedusha on himself. He makes himself a kodesh. He becomes a kodesh. After, that's all, areini nozer means I'm a nozer, I'm a kodesh, I'm a porush, I'm a muvdol. This is a darge of a person. There's a koyin, and there's a nozer. Just like a koyin has halachas, because of his kedushas kuni, he's not allowed to be metama lemeisim. That means this person has different halachas. A koyin is not allowed to be metama lemeisim. A nozer is a kodesh. So the Torah says, if you're a kodesh, you have certain halachas. You're not allowed to be metama lemeisim. You're not allowed to drink wine, etc., etc. So the Marit learns pshat. He's not making any isurim whatsoever. This Torah the isurim. He just makes himself a kodesh. And the Torah said, a kodesh have these isurim. Pashtis and our sugya, we would understand the sugya better, the way Rashi and Taisvis learn, to say it's mamish and isur chefze. So memela, then we'll understand the dimyan between isurei nozer and isur olo. That means when a person said, if we will learn it is an isur chefze, so a person is putting isurim on yayin. These isurim last for 30 days. After the 30 days, the isurim go off. That is Isur Nozir. So it's Ein Isurai Isur Oilom. He's answering why. He didn't specify how long I'm answering why. So that Ein Nozir, which is, I'm putting an Isur on wine, and the Isur is Mugbul. I'm putting an Isur on wine, if you learn like the Ritve, and the Isur goes off after 30 days. We have this a similar halacha by Olo, the tree asses the Peiros. But it also doesn't aser it forever. It asks for 3 years. So therefore, that is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Nekude of Ein Isura Yisr Oilam, Nazir and Ola similar. Both do not, the Matzev, either the Kabbalah's Naziris Asas Yayim, the Netiris, the Netiris or Elon Asas the Peiris, but it doesn't ask forever. It only asks for a certain Zman. The new Peiris that will come out after the 30 days, the new grapes which will grow after the 30 days, the Peiris which will grow after the third year Amutel. So it is an Iser, you have something that is an Oiser, but the Oiser is not La'Oila. So therefore Rashi says that Ola and Nazir have one similar Kula, both of them Eini Suram Yisar Oilam, but Ola has two Chumres, which Nazir does not have. One it's Asabano, and Ein Heterli Isurei. In this Man Ha'Isa, you can't do in the 3 years, you have no way how to be Matel the Isa, which is Chal. Let us see Taisvis. Vuhu adin la'ola b'shtay. V'chein amrine b'perikama de kedushin gabi chodosh. The Gemara, by the Issa chodosh, says a similar halacha. The Gemara says that Issa chodosh is also b'chutz loretz. And then the Gemara says, ma'adach Issa chodosh. That ein isuri isarano, v'ein isuri isaroilo, v'yeish hetali isuroi, is noig b'chutz loretz. Klaya kerem, zabade gewiss naik bechutz loretz, and Allah is also naik bechutz loretz because there's two chumris over chodosh. Talkaponim, we find sai by chodosh and sai by nozir, they both have three kulis, ein isura yisar oilam, v'yeshata li isurai, v'ein yisar hano. Upeire shakuntaris, so Rashi said, the Ola ein isuroi iser oilom. That means, the acher sholish mutter. The iser does not extend the oilom. After the third year, it is mutter. The koshet, Shotaisvis did not understand this musig in Gansen. Mashem mutter acher sholish. What that would it means that it's mutter acher sholish? Hainu oilom. That means the Elon does not aser anymore. Ve'ilon loynesa me'ilon. The Elon never asers. Rak ha'peiri. Va'peiri ain loy heter. So Taisva says, where do you have a iser? Where do you have an iser that is chal and stops and is nipsak? The Elon is never, the Elon never asers. The Elon is always mutter. And the peiri that becomes also always remains awesome. So Taisus did not learn that the Elon assels. Taisus learned that the Teira assed the peiri. So you don't, so the peiri that is also is always awesome. The Teira assed these peiri. So there's not an Issa that was Chal and is not, it's not the Elon. The peiris which are Teira's assed are always awesome. The fourth year the Teira didn't assed them. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam did not appreciate Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu Tam peirishua din la'ola b'shtayim, haynu b'shnas arba, v'yesh heter le'isuroi al yedei p'diya oy lahovi l'irushaloi. Rabbeinu Tam learns nitazoi. Bemisin ola is isuroi yisur oyla. What does that mean? The peiri, a pri ola is always awesome. But yesh hetel isuri. What does yesh hetel isuri mean? That the fourth year you could be matar the iser olo by bringing it to Yerushalayim or by being poided. Now the Dvar Shmuel explains this Taisvis said al moiridike chiddush. Ashad, there's no flashing lights on this Taisvis, but al kaponim Taisvis is saying something which is very, very debatable. The iser of netar revai. Others learn, it's only Asa Bachila, there's no Issa Hano. Sholei Shonim Areilim Yilucho. The first 3 years, there's an Issa Olo, which is Asa Bano, and Ton Schreifer. That's the first 3 years. The fourth year is Netar Revai, which we learn at Limudim from Maisa Sheini, is the same Alochas from Maisa Sheini. In Poshut, we learn, and many Rishainim learn, it's an Issa Achila, that's just like Maisa Sheini. You're not allowed to eat at Chutzilu Shalayim, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Netar Revai, There is a, there's a Gzeira Shove from Netzer Rabbi to Maisa Sheni. So Netzer Rabbi is also the same thing. The fourth year, it's like Maisa Sheni, and you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Or if you don't eat in Yerushalayim, you have to be poided, and you eat the machalo, the mois in Yerushalayim. That is Netzer Rabbi. But his no shaykhis at all with Ola. It's only Osa Bachilu, like Maisa Sheni is Osa Bachilu. That's one nafgamina. Another nafgamina, what will be, there's a big machlokes harishonim, if neter revai is noyig b'chutz l'oretz. We have a limot, according to one man, the Yom HaLoch L'Moishim, seen that it all is noyig b'chutz l'oretz. What about neter revai? So there's a machlokes harishonim. Other rishonim say neter revai is not noyig b'chutz l'oretz. The halacha was by Ola. Neter revai has nothing to do with Ola. The pasuk is speaking about v'risavoye l'oretz. So the pasuk is speaking about Eretz Yisrael. We have a loch l'moishim in Sinai that Ola is knowing b'chutz l'oretz also. That's Ola. Finished. Netzer Revai is not Ola. The pasuk is speaking about Eretz Yisrael. Finished. There's no Netzer Revai in chutz l'oretz. The Rabbeinu Tam held amu'uyim de kechidish. That Netzer Revai is Ola. Therefore, it's a continuation of the Yisrael Ola. It's also Bahano. But you could be matter this Issa by taking it into Yerushalayim. That's the Chiddush of Netzer Revai. The Issa Achila and Hano becomes Mutter al Yedei Havaosa il Yerushalayim. So the Mele, so that is the Kule that Revai, that Ola has, Yesh Heter le Isurai. There's an Issa Ola which one is able to be matter al Yedei Havaosa il Yerushalayim. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. V'ri meforish. V'ri says, the nozir v'chadosh ein isuron iser oilom. V'ri wants to say, and this is al pidalkoi shal Rashi. Nozir v'chadosh ein isuron iser oilom. Shahagodel min hagefen achar hashlomas nizroi loichal olav iser. That means, let us again, understand. Let's say the neder nozir is an oiser, an ol, an anovim, which are now in existence, an anovim which will come into existence tomorrow, which will come into existence a week later, 2 weeks later, it assels all anovim. But the anovim which will grow after a month, those anovim do not become oser. Shahagodul min hagefen achar hashlomesh nizroi loichal olav iser. So that means this neder, this iser hefze, which the nozer made, it assels till 30 days. The 31st day, that which grows the 31st day, it does not assel. V'chein chodosh, hayoytzei mikone hashiboyles achar havoas ha'oimel. That means if something was planted already before the Avos Soima, so whatever grew before the Avos Soima, there was an Issa Chodesh on it. That which grew out of this Kone after Avos Soima, loy chal olav Issa, kiven shehishrish kaidem Oima. Since the Ashrosha was before the Oima, so the Ashrosh was before the Oymer. So everything which came out before the Akrovas Oymer, there was a Nisachal on it. That which comes in, which comes Ba'oilom after the Akrovas Oymer, but it was Nishrash before, so there's no Isser on that. So that means the Isser Chodosh is again not an Isser Oylom. It assels till a certain Zman, and afterwards it won't assel. V'chein Ola, again, that which grows out of the tree after the third year, no iser is chal on it. So that means we have a dover ha'oiser, but this dover ha'oiser only assels for a zman mugbul, and then it doesn't assel anymore. So that's ein isuroi iser oilo. V'yesh heter le'isurai. Now what is that, what it says, yesh heter le'isurai? Yesh leforish keperish akuntres. Shenozir toich zmani, when it is still also in the 30 days, yesh le'heter yidei sheila. It could be sheila on the naziris, and there'll be matter, the issa, which is now in existence. The Chodosh Nami, what is the case of Yesh Hefer Le'isurei, when it is also you could be matter? So Tosfos says, L'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have Yesh Hefer Le'isurei. Who is Rabbi Yehuda? The Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said as follows, Yoim Haneif Kuloi Osa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the first day of the first day of Chalamoid, then they were makriv the korban ha'omer. Kolzman, they were not makriv the korban. So Rabbi Yehuda holds chodosh is still also. It is also the whole day. When you are makriv the korban, so the korban was matir the iser chodosh. So memela. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have by Chodesh also Yesh Hefer Le'isur. You could be Matar the Isur. Without bringing the Kolbin, the Chodesh is also. When you bring the Kolbin, you'll be Matar the Isur Chodesh. Is Yesh Le'heter Teichs Manoi Ayidei Oimer. For Allah ain't Le'heter Teichs Manoi. But Allah does not have a Heter Teichs Manoi. That means the peiris which grew in the 3 years, that which are also, he cannot be matter these peiris. V'yaldo bizkeino. In fact, the Torah says, oh, I have a tzir that you can be matter the iser olo. If we say that the ilon is an oiser, the ilon asks for 3 years, I could make this ilon should become oiser. What do you do? You take a branch of a young tree, of an Ola Shel Ilon, and you graft it in a old tree, which is more than 3 years old, the Batla. So this branch, which was before a Oisa, becomes Oisa Oisa. So L'chay is also Yesh Hata L'Isurei. So Taisus, Ein Ze Ilon, the Ola. This is not the old tree. That was an oiser and it became oiser. He said upon him chadoshes ba'olakam. The lundis of grafting it to the other tree is it becomes a new tree. So snapshot is that I have that I'm matir a dover which was once oiser. The lundis is that this is upon him chadoshes. So the upon him chadoshes was never oiser. That is one mahalach that he wanted to learn. Yesh Hefer Le'isurei by Nozer is Haidei Shaila. Yesh Hefer Le'isurei by Chodesh is through Akroves Ha'oim according to Rav Yehuda Yem Hanef Kula Yosso. And all is Ein Hefer Le'isurei. Ve'oim Meforish Ri Shehapri Shel Chodosh Shenesa Kvar Ve'chein Ha'yoytze Min Ha'gefen Koidem Ashlomas Nezirik Yesh lohen heter ba'ashlomas zman ha'isa. So now Tosfos wants to say differently. We're talking about now the pri that was nesa. This pri itself becomes mutter. Sha'apri shel chodo shel nesa. Before we were speaking about that the new peri that grows that grows afterwards, that's called Ein Isurei Yisroilom. That means the Yisro Chodosh is only on the old Peiris. The new Peiris is no Yisro Chodosh. But now the Ri says, Yesh Hetel Yisurei means the old Peiris, which were previously Nesar, so when you makriv the Oimer, they become Ois Nesar. That's what I say, Yesh Hetel Yisurei. The Peiri, which was also, becomes Namuta. Sha Peiri Shal Chodosh and Nesar Kvar. The wine which was made, the grapes which had grown in the 30 days, and they were also ready. As soon as the 30 days come, so that wine also becomes mutter. So yesh hetel isurei means that the iser that they had falls off. Havol olo klayim apri shenesa ein loy hetel. The peir that was olo will always remain also. Upeirish zeh nire ikar. And this pshat, Tosfos likes better, that is the pshat from Yesh Hefer Le'isurei. Then tzorich lahamid kerab Yehuda. Like this, the first pshat was yesh hetali surei means we could be matter the Yisrael Chodosh to akrov esoim. And this is only according to Rab Yehuda. According to the chelkim of Rab Yehuda, so we say that me'amalois ha-shacha already Chodosh becomes mutter. So there's no such thing as yesh hetali surei. But now Taisus Lomshad Yeshetali Sura means something that became once also becomes now mutter. So Mamela Chodosh was also till the Yom Haneif. The Yom Haneif comes, it becomes mutter. But Ein La Haksis La Peiris Zeh Amayla Choshu. That is another heter. Yeshetali Isur Bishayla. That means we have two coolest in Naziris. By Naziris, the Yayin, which was also, becomes Mutter after the 30th day. That's one Hetali Surah. And then there's another Hetali Surah that in the 30 days, you can also be Mutter, Al Yidei Shelo. And the same thing, by Chodosh, it will become Mutter after the Yom Haneh, and you can be Mutter in the Yom Haneh, Al Yidei Akrova Saima. So lechayir of ain laachis lepeirish there amay lechoshev yeshet ale israel b'sheila ba'oima v'yei gimel ba'ola. So there'll be three chumras that Ola has over Chodosh and Nozir, and Klak only have four chumras. Yeshleimed loisav k'Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Elaheir amizrach mater. So there's no other chumre, there's no other kula by Chodosh that in this man or israel you could be mater it. No. Till Hayir HaMizrach, it's Mutter. As soon as it becomes Hayir HaMizrach, till Hayir HaMizrach, it's Osa. As soon as it becomes Hayir HaMizrach, it becomes Mutter, but you can't be Mater at Teich HaZman. The Nozer Nami, I Nozer has a cooler. Overall, that Nozer can be Mater at Teich HaZman. In Mitchell, if you are Shoyu, ain't the Heter, the Dovo Shenesa. This is not considered you can be matar adovo shenesam. Shachochem oikir nedam ikorei. The chochem is oikir nedam ikorei. V'nimse shaloi nesar me'oilom. The gedder of shayla is that it becomes a neder toy. It's like he never made the neder. So me'mele, that's not called yesh hetali isur. Avol ha'peirish kam avol motzi l'chshuvi ma'asha peiri atzmoi neser lo'oilom. According to Rashi's pshat, so we could have had we could have three chumras that Allah has over Yisurei Nozer. Just for 1 minute to explain this be'emison a yisoidistik machloikis between Rashi and this Tosfos. That Rashi says Shaila is called Yesh Heter Le'isurai, and Tosfos says that that's not called Yesh Heter Le'isurai because you're not Matar Adavra Osa, to Shaila comes that it never was Osa. That is the Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. What is the Machlokes in Yesod? There are Rayas, there's a Ritva in Mesachta Shvuas, and then there's other Rayas, that there's a moiradik and machloikis how heter nedorim works. Taisvus learned that the gather of heter nedorim, heter shvuas is a psigoli milslam afrei, he never made a nether. It was a nether tois. It wasn't chal meikore. Rashi learned that what a chochem is oiker a nether meikore means that from the zman haheter, Mikan ulahabo, I nechshav ki ilu there wasn't another meikore. It is a heter, mikan ulahabo lemafreya. That means that from now on, I can assume that from all halachas pertaining from now on, I can assume that there never was a nether. That means as follows. If a person made a nether Sunday, he was shoyel on the nether Monday. So that means, from Monday and further, I can assume that there never was a nether Sunday. But between Sunday and Monday, there was a nether. There's moiradik enough, which now is not the time to go into. So Rashi learns, so yesh heter li yisurei. Since it's only a heter, mikanu la habol and mafrei, so called it was also, you can be not matter, the yisur, so that's called yesh heter li yisurei. Tosfos learned pshat that the gezer of atoras nedorim means that it never was a yisur. Al koponim, afilu according to Tosfos, vachsum, and one of the choynim asks, amoyre de kekashe, there's still a kula. A father could be mefer the Naziris of his daughter. If she was Nodar bin Nozan, he said Mufaloch, so becomes Mufal, Mikano Lahabe. So there's also a heter in the Isser Nozir. We see there's a heter by a Neder Abbas, it becomes Mutter. A father is mefer, a Baal is mefer. So in Mela, there is a matir of Yesh Heter Li Yisurei. So why isn't this a kula that Nozer has over Ola? Zog the Gemara weiter. We're back. Let us get back to the swing of the Gemara. The Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that from Mishras we learn out Hetem Etzparef Le'issa. So the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan, no, we need Mishras to tell us Tam Ke'ikah. And for Rabbi Yochanan, Homoni Rabono. This Beraisa that learns out from Mishras Tam Ke Iker, that's going according to the Rabbonon. Beitake don't learn out Hetem Etzav Le'issa from Mishras. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar, Rabbi Yochanan that had said we learn out Hetem Etzav Le'issa from Mishras, Ki Rabbi Kiva. Here, Rabbi Kiva holds Hetem Etzav Le'issa, and the Mekor of Rabbi Kiva is Mishras. Rekta Gemara, hi Rabbi Kiva. Number one, where do we find that Rabbi Kiva holds that Hetem Etzav Le'issa? Ilei me Rabbi Kiva de Masnis in this na. Rabbi Kiva im a nozer she shore pitoi biyayin. V'yesh boi letzarev kedei kezayis chayiv. So the Gemara, the Habamina learned, what does yesh boi letzarev kedei kezayis mean? That the whole pass was not saturated with wine. There was wine, and then there was lechem. Is v'yesh boi letzarev kedei kezayis, you can take part of the lechem, and part of the yayin, and together, you can add it together, make a kezayis chayiv, so we see that what? We see that Rabbi Kiva holds heter mitzav le'issa. Umimai demipas umiyayin, how do you know that pshat in the Mishnah means? That you mitzarif the pas and the yayin to make a kezayis. Who says that's from the Mishnah? Dilme mi yayin lechudei. Maybe pshat in the Mishnah is you can be mitzarif the yayin alone. From the yayin you have a kezayis. Chiteime mi yayin lechudei maile memre. If you say yayin lechudei, so what's the chiddush? So you took a kezayis of yayin. You had a kezayis of yayin nivla in the past, and you took a whole kezayis of yayin. So my memory, hokemashmalo. The af al gav de taruvis, even though this yayin is betaruvis, af al pikein, you are chay. Zot Rashi. Homoni da'afik te'la ha'ikro le'tam ke'ikar. This baraisa that uses the pasuk of Mishras to tell me tam ke'ikar rabbonon. The pligia de Rabbi Kiva beta mitzav le'issa. The chilek of Rabbi Kiva. L'kami meforish ma'ayin. Later we'll see who these rabbonon are. And Rabbi Kiva holds heta mitzav le'issa. Hai Rabbi Kiva mehei milsa de Rabbi Kiva shemine deta mitzav le'issa. Dilme miyayin lechudei. Maybe pshat is that yesh beletzarev kezayis means from the yayin alone. Vetziruv shayich lemisni bo. How are you mitzarev it? Mishum din nivla besoich hapas. It is nivla in the past, so you have to be mitzarev all the yayin in the past. Not in one mokay. It is nivla in the past. You have to be mitzarev all the yayin in the past. In order to get a kezayis. V'heich misharin kezayis yayin, how do you b'chlal measure the liquid content of a kezayis? Malei kli mi pe le pe, you fill up a keli, you may be zayis, v'nois in le soichoi, v'yayin ha-yoytze ike zayis, yayin v'chein ube tesefte de nos. So the Gemara says, so it's pshite, so what's the chiddish? Paru vois, she'enoi bo'en, she'nivla be'pas. Now, this Rashi is very, very problematic. We'll see the Divrei David, the Mechaber of the Nachlas David, Rav David Tevel. He wrote a Pirish on the Sugi of Tam Keiker, on our Sugi in Psochem. He goes through the Shittas HaRishonim, that Metav Lisa, Tam Keiker. And there's a big Machloikes. When is it considered Tam Keiker? But when is it considered Ikroi Umamosh? We'll see later Rayis from Rashi. Bekitzer, the Divrei David holds that the gather of Tam Keiker is like the Gemara's Moshel. You had grapes, you were soaking the grapes in water, and somehow the Tam of the grapes went into the water. I mean, the grapes are grapes, and you have water with a taste of grapes. We'll see later, for example, basar b'cholov. You'll cook a steak in milk, and you take out the steak. Now, what is in the milk? The tam of the steak. So, mamela, that's called tamoy v'loy mamoshek. That's tamoy v'loy mamoshek. Zok the divrei David, but if you'll take wine, and it'll become absorbed in pas, that's not tamoy v'loy mamoshek. That's Tamayu Mamosha. You have everything there. You have the wine and everything. So Memele, he gets stuck in this Gemara. This Gemara is Ashrek. The Gemara says that the Tam of Rabbi Kiva is, could be Rabbi Kiva does not hold Hetam and Tav Lisa. Now that Rabbi Kiva says, the Yeshbe Letzarev, Zayis Yayin, means there's a Zayis of Yayin. And the Chiddush is that he ate a kazayish yayin. So what's the chiddush? That's petaruvis. So Rashi all of a sudden says, she'enoi be'en, she'nivla be'pas. So what does that mean? This is a very shver Rashi. Lemaise, he doesn't bring down this Rashi. He wants to say, the Gemara bothered him. The Gemara, what's called isa betaruvis. So he says the pshat, which the Rabbeinu Chananu says the pshat, which is a very nice pshat. The Rabbeinu Chananu says, let us see the Rabbeinu Chananu. The Rabbeinu Chananu says, Afal gav de lesa hayayin lechudei bemokeim echot, given the is beishirlitz tarufe kizayis osa. So the Rabbeinu Chananu says, and this is how the Rabbeinu David, the Divrei David wants to learn shat, that it's isa betaruvis, that means I'm not eating a kezayis of yayin alone. There is a hefsik in the achila. I'm eating yayin, pas, and it adds up to a kezayis. Let's put the achila's pas also. But there is a hefsik in the achila. So I would think a hefsik, and that's the type of yesh by kedelet tzare. You're not taking, you're not squeezing out the kezayis of yayin and drinking or eating that kezayis of yayin. You're having yayin and pas and yayin and pas. So in the achile gufe, there is a hefsik in the achile, and there'd be a mokim to think that it doesn't become mitzuris. Because you're eating other things also, benkach or benkach. It's kamash melon, even though it's betarubit, that's the benachanan the lom shat. But the law, it does not bring down the loshen of Rashi, but the loshen of Rashi is very shver. Let us go further. The Gemara, but here's Rayas from Rashi later that Tam is only Tam and not Tam of Yomamoshe. Look the Gemara right. So Mamela, we don't have a Raya from this Baraisa. Could be Rabbi Kiva means that he had a Kizayas of Yain. Where did he hold Tatam et Tav Lisa? Yeah, Elo Rabbi Kiva de Baraisa. This Anya, we learned in another Baraisa. Rabbi Kiva, Oimel, no, Zoshe Shore, Pite, Biyayin. V'ochel kizayis, n'yeda kizayis, mi pas, umi yayin. Here it says, klor in the baraisa, that the kizayis is accumulated from pas and yayin chayis. So memele, so, Here we see the Rebbe Kiva holds Hetzer Mitzaf Lisa. Mi pasim mi yayim chayiv zektrashi upligi rabon and alay, the last lu Hetzer Mitzaf Lisa. Zektrashi azay, v'ilu poshat hayayin b'chol apas, if the yayin will be nispashit b'chol apas, lehav upligi rabon and alay, b'do islay tam ki yika, v'isavid lay pas gufe yisa. So Rashi says, if the pas would be nivlach completely with yayin, so forget about, so the pas alone becomes a chetzed yisure, because the pas has a tam yayin. Because the tam yain is nivla on the pas. This avid lay pas kufa yisr. So kula yisr. About kaponim, we're speaking about that the yain was only nivla on chatziya pas. And he had a little bit of the pas and a little bit of the yain. But me a pligia lay, the time of the rekiva mishum zirafu. Abekiva holds that it's also a tzir. Vinami lay nishris kola pas be yain. But tarv nami hetale isr lechiyuvam. The effect of Gemara weiter, the Rabbi Kiva tamke iker minolei. So Rabbi Kiva used up the Mishras, right, and it's tarf leisa. How does he know tamke iker? So the Divrei David asks a pertinent kasha, who says he? Rashi, at the end of our sugi and Daf Mem Hei Omed Aleph, explains what is the svar of the Chachomim u'acholik. And Rabbi Lezer by Kutach HaBavli in Sheikha HaModai, so Rashi says they don't hold tamke iker, period. There's a tam, and it's also a tam ki iker, and the Chum don't know the tam ki iker. So, frek the Divrei David, so the Gemara is, how does Rabbi Kiva know tam ki iker? Frek the Divrei David, who says he holds tam ki iker? He says a harifah shepshat, but let's not go into that, but the Ha'or is a very geshmak Ha'or. The Rabbi Kiva, tam ki iker minole, how does he know tam ki iker? And for the Gemara, yalif mi bosa b'cholo. Love time about move also ochinami loishna. Bas becholov this also only tam ochinami loishna. So trashi Rabbi Kiva Kiva the map like lying mishras lehetam mitzav leisa tam keike heicha. Hirashi says klo the leke midi ike. Hirashi says klo. When is it called tam keike? The leke midi ike. There's no ike whatsoever. Elo tam. There's only tam. Kegoin shora anovim b'mayim menole. How does Rabbi Kiva know that there's such an iser? Rabbi Kiva had to mitzav lisa. There's iser there. There's yayin b'en. This iser that means pas. Shenivla b'yayin is called ike. That's not tam keike. That's called ike. Ike mamoshoi. How does Rabbi Kiva know the lack of midi ike when there's no ike whatsoever? Elo tam. K'gayin sheshora novim b'mayim minolei. And for the Gemara learns out boso b'cholov. Boso shenis bashul b'cholov. Boso that was cooked in cholov. Rabosa beinai elo shetam haboso nivla boy. That's a grace from the Vrei David, and then the Rashi makes a lot of sense. So he says that you cooked a steak in milk. Rabosa beinai. What does Rashi mean to say? The boso did not disintegrate in the milk. You don't have mixed up boso and milk. The steak is solid. You'll take out the steak. Baboso be'ene elo shetam haboso nivla boy. The tam of the boso was nivla. The tam of the boso was nivla in the milk. So memele in the milk is also also. So why is the milk also? So you see tam ke iker. That the tam of boso is keilu this boso together with the milk. Yeah. Last time about my boso chanami loishna. Frek the gemore. So let the Rabbanan also learn out from Bosa Becholov. So why did they need the Mishras? The Rabbanan in Bosa Becholov loy gemrinin. The Chiddush, the whole Bosa Becholov is a Chiddush. Oh, my Chiddush, what is the Chiddush? Ilaim, the Hailachu, the Vailachu, the Shori. Bahadi Adodi Yosa. Maybe the Chiddush is that you have two Dvorim Amutorim, and together they create Issa. That's no Chiddush. Kloim Nami. Hailachu, the Vailachu, the Shori. Adodi Yosa. We have such Mosogim in the Torah that two Dvorim Amutorim can create an Issa. Elo, what is the chiddush of Bosa Becholov? The Torah like Ula Yoyme Bechel Boshori. You can soak meat and milk a whole day and it's nice and tam and it is mutter to soak, it is mutter to eat it. That means even though there's a loch of kovush kimevushul, what you are accomplishing bebishul, you're accomplishing bekvishul. So it's the same thing. It's the same nice and tam. And al kaponim, this is mutam, this is also, and there's no al pi logic. There's no way to understand this. So it's all things mechudishtik. So therefore, we cannot derive a lochis lechola teire kula from mechudishtik isurim. Chidushu kol isurei teimohu v'dov chidush she'einoi motzui ki ay gavne b'shar isurim. Lagemri nechum redidei ashar isurim d'chi heiched ashar chidushim d'dei lahave b'shar isurim haidetam ki kanam ilai tigma minei umay chidushay b'shar mil ilai mahayne chidushay v'shnei dvorim amutorim heimr shnis arvu nesorim ashenke b'shar dvorim okloim nami dugmosa. Number 1, besoichi, you're allowed to soak it. Number 2, vein over all of a filal chilos, you're allowed to eat it also. Dloy osra teiro der bishul. Vloyoy beitaim, mimi der rabbonon osra. Voshlei bishulay osra, oival bishulay vayver al chilos. So memele, sa bosa becholov is a chidish, so memele, you can learn out from bosa becholov. Frag die Gemore, Rabbi Kiva nami, Bosse bachol avad ich hiddishu. So I bezoi, adus Rabbi Kiva no, tam keike, ala yalif mi giyulei nochem. He learns out from giyulei midyan. Giyulei midyan, we had over there, that they had a kasha the kalim. And what would be if they wouldn't kasha the kalim? So the tam or iser, that was bolua and the keili would be niflat into the machl, you're not allowed to eat the machl. Aliyalev mi giyulei nochim lav taime ba'al mohu ba'osa ochinami lo ishno. So here also, it is also osa. Zogt Rashi. Giyulei nochim k'dei reshe bishul bo anochich shechoyze Yisrael mevashul bo hi mageles bli osa l'soich shal Yisrael. It gives out its bliye into the tapshul giyul loshen meiki upoilet. A Torah osrosoi b'maise midyan. The Torah asked to use this kalim. Kodove shiovi beishtein yoyres v'kum kemusim v'chiyoyitz v'em shemartichan oysen alo'u. So memeil, you're not allowed to use it with kosher food because it's magil the tan. So memeil, so you learn out from giyulei nochem. Agavuche the Divrei David asks, where do we see in giyulei nochem that it's nishapach liyois iso? That means Rashi had said the lomdus of tam ki iker is that the it's called ikroyim mamoshoi, that something that tastes like wine, something that tastes like a grape is a din of a grape. That's a chiddu, that's nishapach liyois iso. Where do you see that maybe gulei nochem is you're not allowed to eat the tam, but not it's an iser, because a lot of Rishonim learn Giyul Nochem is only an iser eser. It's not, that becomes a chefze di yisure. The Torah says you have to kasher it. If you don't kasher it, you're even on an eser, you're having tam. But not that the Rashi learns tam ki ike means it's neshapach li yis iser, becomes a chefze di yisure. So the Divrei David said Rashi held misvore that there's no iser on a tam. Because we're speaking about yisure yachile. So he says a very interesting rayon, just like we have by yisure ano, it's not tangible. So it's pasnish adin mila. So he says it's not shaykh to eat a tam. I'm eating, let's say, if I have a potato that has a tam of nevela. So I have a treifa pot, and I'm cooking the potato. So I'm eating the potato, and the potato tastes. It has a tam of nevela. So I'm not eating the tam, I'm malgish the tam, but I'm eating the potato. The chayre nevela is also ba'achila. I'm not eating the tam. So therefore, Rashi held that if you learn out tam ke'ikel from Giyulei Midyan, so what's wrong there that the potato tastes like nevela? Is a kochach, it's nishapach liyesh nevela. A potato that tastes like a nevela is a nevela. That's the chiddush of tam ke'ikel. That something, the mahus from the chayfetz is what it tastes like. So memele, so if you had a kasha the pot, so al kolchoch is because the thing which will be cooked in the pot will become the vela. So we see the yisod of tam kikah. Ochinami loishnos, we learn that from tam kikah. V'rabonon, ilo inochim nami chidush. The whole thing is a chidush. The kol nois and tam levgam mutel. This is the tam that came out from the kedera was a tam pogum. The gamrinim in the vela. We learn that from the vela. Ohoche osa. And here it is also. So we see that what? We see that, that's a chidishnik zach. It's a tam pogum. And therefore, pikin it is also. Rabbi Kivik and Rabbi Chiyah bereid Rabbuna. The Oma loy osra teira lebekdeire bas yoyim. Ilka lam neysen tam lev gamu. The teira only said you have to kasher the parts which were used that day. It's not a tam pogum. So that the Torah said you had a kasha, so it's no chiddush. Atam pogum taki don't have the kasha. Ay, the rabbonos, why do you say it's a chiddush? So they say kedei rebas shoyim enam aloi efshed loi pogma pulta. Rabbonon hold that every kedei revinish to be the tam that the kedei is magal is a little pogum. So theoretically it should be mutter because it's a tam pogum. Now, pick in the terrace, that's also a chidush the case. So you can learn out from chidush. Zot Rashi. The Gemrinim in the Vela, the Sibai Seichel called the Vela Leger. Haruya Leger, Kruya Nevela. Shein Haruya Leger, and Kruya Nevela. Pahocha also, Dainami Lev Gamu, Toisa Bliya Misha Shoa, so Bedoifne Shal Kli Laila Achas. The Bliya that remained in the Doifne Akeli, who fact time is? It doesn't have such a good time. But this kalkul, the sulay meshbeches loichel, meshbeches loichel, she nifletes lesoichel. So the Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's speaking about a kedera bashoim, she bishel ba nochi boi bayoim. Leipog mapute, so the Chama said, no, mitam a keili nivgim abli. That what went through the keili, this alone is poigim the tam. If it's speaking about that he had a kezayis from the yayin, osi shapik leimel letzarev hayayin habolua besoichay. Yes, bekdel tzarev kezayis, you can take all the yayin which is balua in the past. Rabbona mi bosa b'cholav legemrin in the chiddush. Teimel arashba atinach lerove, because it's a chiddush. Elu labai disle beperikol labosa the bosa b'cholav lav chiddushu amayitzach lemeil minozal letam keikah. Let us learn out from Bosa Becholov. Aliyalef migiyulei nochem. Hiksha Rab Yosef, eiche yalef Rabbi Kiva tam keiker binozir migiyulei nochem. How does Rabbi Kiva know tam keiker is applicable by nozir? Honozir kal mikol iso shebetoire. Nozir is kal mikol iso shebetoire. Shein yisura yisura ilom. So if the Torah said that you have to kasher a pot that is a tam nevele, so that's good. Nevele is yisurei yisurei lom, ein hetali yisurei. So memele, nevele is a chaymer of tam keiker. Masha ein kein nozer, which is an iser kal meyoid, ein yisurei yisurei lom, v'yesh hetali yisurei. So how does Rabbi Kiva know that by Yisurei Nozir, there's a loche of Tam Kike. The Tiretz, the Bemidyon, Nami, Hoyu, Kleim, Blueis, Miyayin, Vasurim, Lenozir. A Peladike Tiretz. So Toisva said that the Posik that says that you have to kasher, the Posik that says you have to kasher the pots, the Posik, there were certain kosher pots, which did not have a Bliya of Israel. But they had a bliya of kosher wine. And these pots, you had a kasher, if a nozer wanted to use this pot. It's a peladikazach. How did Chazal see that we were speaking about when the mice of Klimidian, we wanted a kasher, there were pots. Who cooks wine, number one? Number two, about Kaponim, it seems they cooked wine, and the one is Zirim who wanted to use these pots, and when they spoke about the Hilchis of Giyuli Midian, they said, listen, if another wants to use this pot, he has the first kasher. So we see from Giyuli Midian that a fellow Isurei Nozer is a loch of Tam Keikel. Verabonon, k'dei rebas yoy menami yevshed loy pog meput. Rabonon hold the whole union of Giyuli Midian is a chiddush.
the loy pogma put. Afloch yo sara kosen ken lekel of lugi be bas yoyme, le sheine bas yoyme, ve kulo asurim, everything is also because everything is pogum. And our pigidre yateira should be mutter, but our piken the teira asel. So we see that is mechudishtek. But Rabbi Kiva savak deira basyoyim eloi pogma klal. That's not pogma ganzel. Al sheine basyoyim de pogma shor einachanami. The part the teira is not telling me chidushim. The teira only said you have to kashak deira basyoyim, which is not pogma whatsoever. The kdeira which is pogma, you don't have to kashak. Neisim tamlev gamuta the government min avela. Bahochi nami sova Rab Shimon beperik basra the mesachas of Avodah Zarah that a kedere she'ein lebas yoyim iron if the kasha not like the chacham. Rameya poligalei hosam b'sova and Rameya hold this is a third sheeter. He says the rabbonon hold that they had a kasha all parts. And this is not oiskahot na pigidrei atayre because it's a tam pogum, so it's mechudishtik. Reinlach boi ala chidusha. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon hold the only had a kasher, the bas yoyme di kepatz, and so that's no chidish. Rameya poleg alei hosam, v'sova noisen tam livgam osa. He held the diktsas like the rabbonah, that they had a kasha all parts, but he holds from there we learn that nois and tam levgam is also. The gom amigulei nochim da osa rakosav avu gav the nois and tam levgam. That we look there about shoyim yevshulei pogma put, he holds like the chachomet. Ugiulei nochim rav chidishu, because a tam pogma is also was. Umashe hit rakosav nevele, we learn. That le seichel nevele legen, yin nevele ruye legen, mukilo besaruach mikorem. That's an avail which was seruach meikor, but an avail that once tasted good and later became nivgam, it's awesome. So according to Ramei, it also learned out, there's no chidushim there. Even the lav chidushu.